Today's podcast will cover week 3 of 4 on heat stress, hydration, and working outdoors. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Working in a warehouse during peak summer heat isn't only uncomfortable, it can also be dangerous. Heat stress does not wait for lunchtime or breaks. It builds fast, especially when you're wearing the wrong gear. One of the top priorities in a solid safety culture is protecting workers from heat-related illnesses. And that starts with what you wear and how you protect yourself from the sun and rising temperatures. You can feel it in the air, the heat sticking to your skin. Now imagine stacking pallets or loading trucks in that same heat, all while covered in a heavy, non-breathable clothing. It's a recipe for heat exhaustion. But the good news is you can fight back with the proper PPE and clothing choices. And here's what can help reduce heat stress while keeping you safe. Number one, you want to go light. Solid, lightweight, breathable fabrics that allow your body to dissipate heat effectively. Synthetic blends designed for moisture wicking are ideal. Cotton feels good, but it holds sweat, and that sweat is going to turn into a wet blanket fast. Number two, you want to keep it cool. Cooling vests, neck wraps, and towels aren't just fancy add-ons, they are game changers. And when available, you can rotate them even during your shift, and then a damp towel around your neck during breaks is going to help regulate your core temperature. Number three, ditch the dark. Black and navy clothing absorb heat. Opt in for lighter colors such as a tan, a gray, or a white whenever possible, and avoid layering unless it's PPE required or related. Number four, vent the hard hat. Ventilated hard hats or sweat wicking liners can make a huge difference. If yours isn't breathable, ask if there are approved alternatives. Your scalp overheats fast, and it's not something that most people think about. Last and certainly not least, number five, protect your eyes and your skin. UV rated safety glasses cut glare and protect your vision. Applying sunscreen, which is usually going to be SPF 30 or higher, is going to help exposed skin prevent sunburn, especially in areas that are going to be near dock doors or outdoor loading zones. Please don't skip it, even on cloudy days. Staying cool isn't just about comfort, it's about staying healthy. It's about avoiding heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and long-term health issues. And believe it or not, it's also going to keep you more focused, which is going to result in fewer mistakes, better reaction times, and being safer on the job. Now, discuss with your supervisor if your PPE isn't suitable for the heat. No one should be sweating through clothes that trap heat or is going to have their safety glasses fog up, and heat safety is going to begin with how you present yourself daily. Make smart choices, listen to your body, and help your coworkers stay accountable as well. And make sure that you know that these tips are always suggestions. They may not be the end-all be-all. Make sure you follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility. But thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next week, have a great day and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.